Hey, welcome to the Housecast for Tuesday, October 9th. Put the food away, Logan. It's 2018. Touching the food. He's risking life and limb. You know that, right? He's going to, like, because Aaron didn't eat yesterday. So when the folks from Granite City said they were coming in today for Oktoberfest, this is like that thing. You ever seen, like, Eric, you ever seen the thing like when the lions catch the hyena after they haven't eaten in a month? We're going to carb load here in a second, aren't we, Aaron?
I am going to. I'll be like the piranhas.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
We're going to be feeding. Eric's like, I just wanted to come in and talk about Oktoberfest. Dude, you're in the middle of a food frenzy, buddy.
Well, we start talking about the Lions. That's a whole other subject. So.
Hey, they won.
Indeed.
The only two teams they've beaten are with Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. Go figure.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Go figure. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. How are you?
Good. Okay. Thank you for having us here.
Awesome. We are ready to roll Oktoberfest, Granite City, this Saturday, noon to 11 p.m. Good fundraiser, too. You guys are helping out the Animal Welfare Society of Southeast Michigan, Harry Potter trivia, live music, and the food.
Yep, that's right.
Harry Potter trivia.
Harry Potter trivia. Mm-hmm. Are you guys good at this, Eric? Who's writing the Rebecca, are you doing the Harry Potter trivia? Who's doing
this? I am not. We're hosting, but Mindbusters are coming in, and they are going to be setting up
the
trivia.
Oh, I've heard of them. They're legit. Yeah, okay.
And that's we have fun. Great prizes, themed prizes, so...
Can we just ask the one Harry Potter question is, why didn't Harry wind up with
Hermione
instead of Ron the other way around?
Pass.
Okay, pass. See, now you're... Okay, for football, we're good with Eric. Yeah. Harry Potter trivia's like, you lost me, bro.
Because that's not how it was supposed to be.
Was that what it is? It was fated that way?
It was fated that way.
See, we could be in your Harry... We could do this, Rebecca. We could nail these questions.
It should have been a Harry Potter love story.
Right.
It would have been great.
50 Shades of Harry Potter.
Awkward.
Oh, whatever. So we got food in the studio. Now, what did you guys bring in? We got some pictures up, too, as well. We're going to put up here. What did you guys bring in this morning, Eric?
Yeah, so basically what we did, we wanted to feature our Oktoberfest menu that we rolled out this year.
Yeah.
We have a Spetzel mac and cheese, which is just incredible. We got three different types of sausages in there. They're rendered down, kind of all tied together, so that great macaroni that's kind of in there. More of like kind of like a dumpling, the best way to describe it. Three different cheeses. It's super aromatic, just incredible to eat.
Oh, the studio smells amazing right now. It really does.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We brought in our big pretzel, best way to describe that bad boy. Simple, it's just hit with a little oil, some salt, some pretzel salt. And then it's served with some whole grain mustard with our Oktoberfest beer in there as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's where I'm going first with this one.
And then it's also served with our cheddar ale, which is a soup that we feature every day in the restaurant.
That's what I want to try.
It is. It's out of this world.
So good.
So how hard is it to describe these pretzels? They're literally like about a foot big.
They're like the size of your head.
Yeah. So how hard is it to make these? Is this like a traditional German recipe?
You know, go big or go home is the best way to describe it. I think everything that we kind of do is, big portions and, lifted. And that's just kind of who we are. You know, we take great fresh ingredients and, complex recipes and our great chefs at Granite City just what they're able to do with that is incredible. So,
well, you said a really good word there. The to me is like I think now we were talking about before we started taping too. You as a consumer, I like fresh food, and I can really tell a difference. And now every time, and I'm not saying this because you're here, when we go to Granite City, I always notice it. That soup, by the way, is just it's one of those things. If you're not feeling good, come on. It's like comfort food.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. Trust me. Every time we go, you get that. On a cold day, on an October day, like when it's going to be colder in, 2 days, it's perfect. But you guys really seem to push yourself. And that's what I love about this is you could be fine just doing the great fresh food on the menu you've got, but you step out of your comfort zone a little bit. Does that help the employees as well and the cooks too when you do something a little bit off the beaten path?
You know, I think what that does is it nothing becomes just kind of the normal day in, day out kind of stuff. You know, we're continuing to challenge our teams to execute on a high level, and I think it creates a lot of fun in the restaurant. It's not just that normal day in, day out. We're doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
It also helps with the community because when you go to Granite City, you can – you know, you have great food, and a lot of our food is infused with our fresh beer. So that also makes a big difference.
That's what I was going to ask. I was looking at the Bavarian Reuben, and it says it's Oktoberfest brined. What did you brine the corned beef in?
Oktoberfest.
The beer.
Oh, that's the name of the beer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
We actually rolled that out just a couple weeks ago. You know, what we're able to do is all of our beers are brewed in-house. They go straight from the tank to the tap, which is excellent. This Oktoberfest this year, it's an incredible beer. We brought some, obviously, today as well. But that whole menu is just something that you can kind of comfort food was the word. And so, yeah, that corned beef with the Oktoberfest brine, it's slow roasted. And, I mean, just what an incredible product to have. So. And we didn't even touch on this caramel apple bread pudding yet.
No,
I'll
tell you what, we'll touch it for you, okay? That didn't sound right, but you get the idea. Anyway, but Rebecca, you're right, though, about what you guys have to do. And I think it's more important, especially in Detroit. We expect the people that we spend our money with and we spend our time with at a restaurant to be part of our community.
Oh, absolutely.
And when we see you guys doing this at Granite City, it matters.
Love being part of the community. That's a big part of my job, is to be part of the community. So we reach out to, like, the local animal shelter. That one is the no-kill shelter. And, 10% of all sales from noon to 5 on Saturday will be kicked back to them.
That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome? That makes me super happy.
Exactly. That's what's so cool about this, man.
That includes carryout, too. So if you can't get into dining...
Oh, we didn't know that. Okay.
Yep. Oh!
I've always wondered about that. Because, you always think, like, you see the card or something. So that counts for carryout, too.
Carryout, happy hour, and our happy hour is from noon to 5. And then we have the Harry Potter rolling in to get more people in the door from 3 to 5.
So what's your go-to out of the sausage platter? I'm sitting here. It's become this. I bought a smoker, Eric, which is like the dumbest thing in the world, because now I've become obsessed with like trying to cook everything on the smoker, and sausage is one of them. But to me, there's still nothing better than beer braised sausage. It just is. So out of the three that are on the platter, which one's your go-to?
That jalapeno cheddar. Mm.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. That's incredible. And with the smoking, it's such a niche and an art, and, you can't go wrong with that kind of stuff. So, but that jalapeno cheddar sausage is really out of this world.
God. Oh, man. This is so good. What else should we touch on? Anything else? I mean, what's going on Saturday? I think we hit all the points there. Now, all the information, of course, you guys are on. Just go to, it's a GC. What's the best way to find you guys online?
It's www.gcfb.net,
right.
Like Granite City Food Brewery. But right. Yeah, we'll have it come in, visit with us, support the local animal shelter. It's going to be a fun event. We usually don't have live music, so we have a guitarist singer coming in from 8 to 11 that night. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, we tap beer once a month. So if you haven't tried our Oktoberfest beer, come in, because it will, once it's gone, it's gone.
Look at Lance just bringing the food to us here.
I know.
Working the room, baby.
I tried a little bit of the mac and cheese.
Yeah?
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. But I like sausages anyhow, like different types of sausages. So that's pretty exciting.
It's really good, and it's rich. It's like a nice rich.
I think I just had the jalapeno sausage, which, yeah. You're right about that.
Oh, yeah.
That's
good stuff.
We got to work together. I was coming up like, the only problem with our show name and tying into this event, you really can't have anything that says Big Jim's House Sausage. That does sound weird.
It does sound weird.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Never know until you try it.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Actually, it would be on Showtime after 11. That would not what I really want to. We don't do that one, man. Oktoberfest is going to be a great time Saturday. Eric and Rebecca, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
And not only thanks for what you're doing at the restaurant in Troy, but all the locations here and being part of our community.
Sounds matters.
Great. I love the beer.
It matters. All right. The beer stays, right?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Okay, you can go now. No, I'm kidding. Man. All right, dude, this is awesome. Are we going to eat some more, Aaron?
I'm going to grub.
All right, Aaron, if you're looking for Aaron later on today, she'll be in a carb coma in our office.
Pretty much.
Do you guys provide pillows and people fall asleep on Saturday?
That's what we should do.
Might be
for
good.
Sure.
I'd raise some extra money. Have
little cots.
Yeah, I'll call the guys at MyPillow. Maybe we can work something out for
That'd
Saturday.
Be a great
there
idea.
You go.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.